Arkadaş, share three.
We're holding here on Anamutzamach Dalid in the Psichis. We did yesterday a different Psicha. Now we'll do the next one. Rabbi Shua Bar Chanina Patrolai Pasha. Rabbi Shua Bar Chanina used another introduction for this Pasha. It says, V'hoya kasha sos Hashem aleichem lehetiv eschem l'harvest eschem. Just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu was happy to do good for you, Kein Yosef Hashem Lechem La'avid Eschem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be happy, Chas V'Sholom, to be Ma'avid Kla Yisrael. In fact, the Gemara V'chi Chodi HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ma'avolosan Shoy Shoyim. Is HaKadosh Baruch Hu happy to Ma'avolosan V'Shoyim? HaKadosh Baruch Hu V'Oksiv B'Tseis Lefnei HaKholot V'Oim Hoi La'Hashem K'Olam Chastoy U'Metaretz Hu Ein Esos HaBachayim Masayis. In other words, certainly HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not happy when Kla Yisrael, even if they're bad, something happens to them, but he makes other people happy. He makes the goyim who are chasing Kaisel happy. So the obvious question is, what does it mean? I mean, what's the point of it? Our Kadosh Baruch Hu is not happy with the nefil of Kaisel, but he makes other he makes the Rishayim happy to pursue us. What are the Velt says by what was the bad thing about Shlalom Lovos, that there was a gzeira on the Shlal? So the Velt says that, you know, if a guy is told to kill a yid, okay, he'll do it if the government tells him to do it. But if there's money to be had also, then they'll do it much more strongly. You know, they'll do it for money also. Well, what's the guy? What does it mean? Why does HaKadosh Baruch make the Ummah happy? Pirish. Ki yesh lumoid min amigila dover gadolmoid. Ki mashe kosov ken yosa shem aleichem ein lefarsh HaKadosh Baruch Hu shu sas. The zei efsha. It certainly can't be Yosef on a Kadosh Baruch Hu. The there I efsha Hashem is Baruch sos maplosan shor shayim. Ela shu mesoyis acherim shemagdilas haRosha, veRosha bevaday roitu lahavid chasron Yisrael kama shasal lahaman shehiglois atchabol lahavid es Yisrael. Ubol etaretz was a kushik doila. Hashem is Baruch nosin Yisrael biyodi lasver mitzayni. VeLo mehigdil Rosha achas Yisrael biyad Hashem is Baruch. So he's explaining here a whole mahalach about Kadosh Baruch Hu when it comes to punishing Klai Yisrael. Let's think about it a second. When you have, let's say Klai Yisrael did an aveira, so Klal Yisrael deserves Chas V'Sholom some punishment. So Kadosh Baruch Hu could bring an earthquake, whatever it is, a flood. HaKadosh Baruch Hu could directly effect the punishment, and that would be the punishment. You see, HaKadosh Baruch Hu always engineers different umas olam to be the Melech Rasha, Paroi, Haman, the Nebuchadnezzar, and so on and so forth. Why? What's the seichel that? Why is it always work like that? I mean, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu got to punish them, let him punish them. Let's expand the Nekuda to a further area a little bit. In the Goyish Welt, in the Christian beliefs, there's the Malchus of Tov and the Malchus of Ra, and they're always battling with themselves. Satan, the devil, is always battling, and it comes a lot from their Emunah and Shneis. When you believe that there's different forces, good and evil are different forces, and they battle each other, and it's a battle of HaKadosh Baruch Hu versus Satan, whatever it is. That's kfira, that's shnias, believing that there are two forces, and that's why it's not the way we look at those things. That's not our perspective in these inyanim. But there's a second nekuda. You do find mahalchim of Ra. It says who are Satan, who are Mekatreg, who are Itzahoru, who are Sotno, who are Mekatreg, who are Malach HaMavis, and so on. You find that there are Lashonis in Svarim, that there are, just like there are different Anhagas of Toiv, there's 10 Anhagas of Toiv, there's 10 Anhagas of Tuma. There is a certain sense of it. In other words, and he'll explain a reason why, but when HaKadosh Baruch Hu punishes Klal Yisrael, so it's not that HaKadosh Baruch Hu just gives a patch on a specific nekud and that's it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives them over to Umas HaOlam to a different hanhaga that's Ra. Lamosh, let's take an hour life. For whatever reason, HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided to destroy a third of Klal Yisrael in the war years, he didn't just destroy a third of Klal Yisrael. There was a shulton of Ra, of an Ummah that was Tachas Ra, and we were given over. The Ummah had its own agenda, it had its own ideology, it had its own Mahalchim, and we were given over. The same thing with the communists in Russia. We were given over to an Ummah. That's the Mahal. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates an alternate Metzias that sees its Tachlis in punishing Klal Yisrael. So just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu was sus to do Toiv, when there's an hug of Toiv, there's a sense of Hashgacha for Toiv, that there's something up there that wants the good of Klal Yisrael. The same thing when it's Ra, there's a sense of Hanhaga and Hashgacha for the Ra. If you read the history of the Hitler Machshamoy, there's a tremendous amount of Hashgacha that went into preserving him for what he did. And it was almost as if there was a Hashgacha and a Hanhaga that was Kulei Ra, whose purpose, the word sus means, this is what I'm out to do. This is, sus means happy, it also means eager. Kasha sus, it's used by a horse that's running. In other words, there's a mahalach that is eager to annihilate Klal Yisrael. Why? So he says, "Rak she'ein Hashem Yisbarach roitze l'shloach yad batin Yisrael b'nei ha'ava, k'moi ha'av she'ne roitze yasez b'noi, u'meiniach la'acha lasise, v'chozer atzom b'noi." So the first thing is, it's within the anhaga of Toiv to Klal Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want that to be the anhaga to hurt Klal Yisrael. It's as if to have the direct sense where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is destroying Klal Yisrael is a much harsher blow than if someone else does it. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives over the anhaga kaviyachol to Ra, whether it was Hitler or Stalin, whatever it is, and it doesn't come directly ke'ilu from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's coming from different anhaga. That's one point about it. Void by the task much of Kosovo, Kayosh Malikon Abeschem, Vizeb Varechas Shom Shem Mavid Es Yisrael. In other words, when it says, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu was out to be Mavid Klal Yisrael, then Klal Yisrael would not have a Tekumah Chas Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu allows another Ummah to make that its goal should be Lahavid. But from that you can be saved. What he says over here is there was an element. There's a klal. The Moshe Gemara says that Russia shashom esachekes also lizgaris be Russia shashom esachekes loy. You're not allowed to fight back. If you see that there's a certain Russia who is winning the war, we understand that that's the Hashgach at this point, and you have to avoid him. You can't confront him. The right way to do is not to go head and head, but to make an end run around it. So if HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in most of the Ummos came against Kaisel, Nebuchadnezzar came against Kaisel. Here, we were already absorbed by Achashverosh, with Haman's Gzeir had already come out, we're already begin given over to that Anhagar, and still HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved us. It's a much bigger, it's like we were already in the lion's mouth, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved us. Let's talk a little bit about this in modern implications, historical implications. Just like Jewish history is always learned with how HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved Klal Yisrael, there's always somebody out to destroy Klal Yisrael. You can almost the chapter headings of Klal Yisrael's history is who was the one that hated the Jews and wanted to destroy them? We can go through from A to Z. There is such an hanhaga. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did develop such a mahalach. He developed a mahalach where there would be a shultan of Ra, and that's why when we mispalel on Rosh Hashanah, Malchus HaRishah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created an hanhaga that would be Ra. It's not just the pshat, Moshe Ma'adava Daima. If I give somebody a patch, I'm just giving a patch for this, but if I have an executioner, his job is to kill people. You know, in the state, in the country's perspective, it is one element of, but the executioner, his bread and butter is people's heads. That's his metzias. HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates an alternate Ummah. That's number one. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't